Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. There is a new Iranian president, but let me remind you, Iran's true leadership has an apocalyptic policy by which the government operates. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Iran has elected a new president, Hassan Rouhani, who some say is somewhat of a moderate. However, the true power in the government of Iran lies in the Supreme Council, made up of the Ayatollahs, and Ayatollah Khomeini is the leader of the Iranian state. And I must tell you that the Supreme Council has an apocalyptic policy by which they govern the country of Iran. More on that background from Ken Timmerman, our broadcast partner in Washington, D.C.
Shiite eschatology as practiced by the Iranian regime, which, is, by the way, is not the same as all Shiites, it believes that they can trigger the return of Imam Mahdi, this mythical 12th Imam who's been hiding at the bottom of a well since A.D. 941. And when he returns, he will lead a victorious Muslim army to Jerusalem and conquer the world for Islam. Now, they believe through their actions they can hasten the return of the Imam Mahdi. Ahmadinejad has said that, so has Khamenei, and so have many of the top clerics in the country. And the way they do that, Jimmy, is by triggering mass destruction around the world. Now, that can be with a nuclear weapon or, violence in various countries, revolutions, or what have you. So they believe their actions can actually bring this about.
Ken Timmerman with that report, indicating that the situation in Iran may have changed leadership at the presidential level. But indeed, that apocalyptic policy followed by the Supreme Council of Iran is going to be the ones who will take this nation into the future. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Shiite Muslims have an eschatology. It's based on what the Iranian leadership, the Supreme Council, have as their policy for leading the government of the nation of Iran. It's called an apocalyptic policy. And what that calls for, it's a scenario that will bring forth the Mahdi, which is Arabic for the name Messiah. He will come about as the 12th Imam out of the country, and when he comes to power, he'll go to Jerusalem to set up a worldwide caliphate. A caliphate is the Arabic word for dominion or kingdom. Well, that is in contradiction to biblical eschatology, which says that Jesus Christ, he will come back and set up his kingdom in the city of Jerusalem. Iran's eschatology, though wrong, is actually setting the stage for biblical eschatology to be fulfilled. That stage is set, the actors in place, the curtain about to go up on the last drama. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...